I became aware of a case about a week and a half ago now where a mother of an autistic child, well, it was a teenager, had reached out to say that accommodation that had been organised well in advance, we're talking almost a year in the planning between the mother and various organisations, and with about a day and a half notice of the working weeks, I think she found out on the Thursday, and her son was due to start college on the Monday, that the transport had been cancelled and that they would have to find their own alternative transport. Now, bearing in mind both parents work full-time, they were, as you can imagine, they were left panicked, not really knowing who to turn to or what to do.
And the other point that mother made at the time was that for her son, who was moving into a new environment, the one constant that he had was being picked up by a bus at his home. And the fact that that one constant was being taken away was something that was going to have a really adverse impact on him. That this goes much further than just the inconvenience of not having a lift. This is very important to people's personal development.
100%. And you know, he was due to start college. It's a huge milestone for any student, and for their family, this is a direct link between him and his independence. And again, having that basically swiped away with little, if any, consideration to the person being affected, I just felt was really unacceptable. And as you say, when, you know, with a lot of people, when their environment changes or their routine changes, that can have detrimental effects. For an autistic person, that can be highlighted even more so, and I just think it affected the entire family. And what angered me was the lack of consideration and also the breakdown in communication between the family and the various transport organisations and whoever else that, you know, was involved in this. I don't believe at all that families were taken into account when this decision was made. I know that, or I understand that they were given the somewhat of an excuse that basically too many people applied. Now, as I mentioned, the mother in question had been in communication for almost a year, so they had her request in for an incredibly long time. To wait until the week before to break that news was simply unacceptable.
So what happens now in this particular case, and what can be done to make sure that cases like this don't occur again?
Well, thankfully the mother is happy to speak out and speak up for her family, and I think, in my opinion, as a result of that, she contacted, I believe she was actually on your show.
She wasn't.
She was on Highland. And she also contacted other media, and she raised enough noise, in a good way, around this, that they felt forced to act. But if she hadn't have done that, and there'll be so many situations where parents may not be able to do that, it'll be on them. The onus will be on them to organise emergency transport for up to 3 weeks from the very start of their family members, you know, new chapter in college. And also to point out that, I think I mentioned already, but both parents work full time. So if they had no other way of sorting this issue, you can imagine that if one of them had been taking regular time off to both drop and collect their teenage son, by the end of that 3 week period, I wonder how their employer would feel about that constant, you know, nipping out to do this. That's going to have a detrimental effect on their work as well. So there's so many issues, and I've been led to believe, and I've been in communication with a number of people that have said this has been going on for, this is quite a regular occurrence where transport is cancelled almost last minute without any consideration, and it's just, it cannot continue.